Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, February 12th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville and the Shattered Dreams program coming soon at Greenville High School. Birthdays, born this day in 1809, the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
He radiated a quality the people liked and respected, and that was the quality of being a wise old man. That's one of the things that made him a successful president.
Abraham Lincoln was born on February 12, 1809. A love of knowledge made Lincoln into an intelligent, well-spoken, and popular young man.
Also born on February 12, 1893, General Omar Bradley. Basketball great Bill Russell is 80 today.
Was it important to dominate? Yes.
What a block by Russell!
One thing that you want to do to your opponents is to make them think, make them know they can't win.
For 13 seasons, Bill Russell dominated his opponents both physically and psychologically.
On this day in history in 1924, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is performed for the first time. On February 12, 1999, President Bill Clinton is acquitted in his impeachment trial. And this is from CNN.
The impeachment hearings, live and in graphic detail, capped a year of this. The House voted to impeach, but the Senate did not convict. He's worked ever since to reclaim his reputation. She's run the marathon and has gained influence. But there will always be that history. And private lives will always be the quicksand of American politics.
At the top of the charts this day in 1963 from Howard Payne University in Brownwood, one of our old rivals in days gone by, Paul and Paula. And a song recorded in Dallas, Hey Paula.
Hey, hey Paula, I've been waiting for you.
Our events calendar, a benefit to provide financial support for the family of Brittany Stevens, starting at 3 p.m. Sunday, February 23rd. Brittany graduated from A&M Commerce in 2013. She passed away on January 5th of this year. The benefit will be held in her hometown of Paris at the Depot. It'll include a silent auction, food, and tons of live music to celebrate the life of Brittany Stevens. If you'd like to make a donation to the auction, please contact Callie Nixon at 903-272-4951. Again, 903-272-4951. Or see events at ketr.org. A benefit for the family of A&M Commerce graduate Brittany Stevens, 3 p.m. Sunday, February 23rd at the Depot in Paris. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pud checks in with us from time to time to talk about things going on in Greenville. Now, we do a thought for the day, Pud, and today, this is it. Outstanding leaders go out of their way to boost the self-esteem of their personnel. If people believe in themselves, it's amazing what they can accomplish. And that comes from Sam Walton.
That's awesome.
Of Walmart fame.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it tells you a little bit about Sam Walton and how Walmart got to be Walmart, I suppose.
I guess so.
Yeah. We're talking with Pud today about something that's coming up at Greenville High School that she's very much involved in. And this is on Tuesday, the 18th of February, and it's called Shattered Dreams.
That's correct.
Tell us about it.
It is a program that is designed to allow the high school students to understand the impact that decisions of drinking and driving can have on their lives and on the lives of others. It is actually a three-day process. It begins on the 18th and is a very intensive, almost immersive process that we do with the blessings of the school, and it's sponsored by Drug Free Greenville. It will involve a mock crash. It will involve actually the Grim Reaper going into class and pulling students out with full obituaries that their parents have written, then being read to the students in the classroom. The next day, we actually have a memorial service for the students that are killed in the mock crash. That includes real caskets. That includes student pallbearers. It's as though it's a funeral. And then on the final day, we actually have a trial of the student that's arrested at the scene that would be the drunk driver. Of course, none of it's real, but the truth is somewhere in the country, it's happening just like this for some family and some student that's wondering, how did this happen to me?
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of schools do this. It sounds like you all go farther with this than some schools do.
We do. It's a very expensive process. And so that's a lot of the communities have quit doing it. And certainly the other thing I think is they don't have an organization like Drug Free Greenville that can drive this and make it happen. Most of it has to be done by the school districts themselves and a few teachers. We're very, very fortunate that we have Drug Free Greenville to make that happen. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're very fortunate about that makes ours very different is being located in a county seat like we are. It means that we have access to the courts and we're able to actually do that final part, which is the trial.
Mm-hmm. Is there any concern that this could be psychologically too much for some kids, maybe some parents?
Certainly what we're going to ask them to do is tough. And we've spent a lot of time with the students and with the parents talking about the fact that we're going to ask you to act as though your child is dead. That's very tough. We've asked them if they think they can do it. And if they don't, then they don't have to say yes. So everyone, I think, has been very thoughtful about it. We do have a team of counselors that's involved that will make sure that they are cared for at every step of the way, both the parents and the students.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, but in this particular instance, she is the person who is heading up the Shattered Dreams program at Greenville High School on Tuesday, February 18th. You only do this, you said, every 4 years.
That's correct. And a lot of that is because that way you're sure it has an impact on the students. It's very powerful, and we think if we did it, well, they did try in the beginning. I think they did it every two years. And what they discovered was is that the students that had seen it were frequently saying to the students that hadn't seen it, oh, and guess what's going to happen next? And it became something that was more of this is what you can expect, instead of understanding that everybody's going through it together. And they're all, I guess, equally shocked by it. With students these days, sometimes you flat have to hit them upside the head.
I was looking at some statistics on this, getting ready for this visit, Pud, and saw that the Centers for Disease Control reports that 2,700 kids were killed in traffic accidents. This is between the ages of 16 and 19 during the year 2010. That's a huge number.
Yes, it is. The statistics show that alcohol is, the number one cause of traffic deaths. So, whether you are the driver or whether you're the innocent person who just happened to take off that day, mm-hmm. and we all know people that's happened to.
Sure.
If we save lives, that's the whole point of this.
Right. Now, the simulated crash begins at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 18th at Greenville High School and is open to the public. The memorial assembly the next morning begins at 10 a.m. and is also open. And then the trial on February 20th, that'll be a Thursday, is at 7 p.m. in the courthouse. And again, the public is welcome to attend. Pud Kearns, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and in this particular case with Shattered Dreams, the event coming up at Greenville High School on Tuesday, February 18th. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.